Hello and welcome from the KGLG studio, live here in Dillingham, Alaska. I'm your host, Dan Schrock, and this is the Bristol Bay Sports Roundup, heard across Bristol Bay on AM 670 and on the World Wide Web at kdlg.org. Today I have a couple of special guests. We just got back from regional cross countries out in Unalaska. They were gracious host us. And to my right I have Junior Katie Moore from Dillingham, and I'm happy to speak with her, ask her a few questions about how her event transpired there this past Saturday. Katie, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it. I know the good people here in Dillingham and around Bristol Bay would really like to hear from you personally as an athlete and your perspective as to how you think you did this past Saturday. So, inquiring minds want to know, how do you think you did, Katie?
Well, for my first year in cross country, I think I did okay. Like, I wasn't expecting to make it to state or anything, and being able to make it is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think, your first year out, I just watching you run this past year, and, you know, especially here in Dillingham and having the opportunity to see out in Unalaska, it was great to see that maturity as an athlete and just your performance. Well done. What were some of the challenges, you think, of the course itself out there in Unalaska? What challenged you the most?
Well, it was really confusing. Like, I didn't actually understand it until the day of the race, and they had to, like, go over it, like, step by step with me because I just didn't get it. And they had this one hill that was really hard, but yeah. And it smelled like fish, so yeah. It was like, it made you sick.
It did it that, folks. Well, and you know, it's funny you should mention that because it was unusually warm, 61 degrees at around 8:30 in the morning out there in Unalaska. Very, very warm. Ironically, for a region that is typically cold, it was very warm for the event. It was a great event. You know, we didn't have any rain, partly sunny skies. But did you think the heat bothered you in some respects?
No, I like running in warm weather. Running in cold weather hurts my throat, so.
Yeah, well, there's something to be said for that, too. I know in talking with some of the other athletes, they thought that it was warm. Casey Knupiak there from New Stujahawk thought it was really, really warm. But, you know, he gets warm even in the cold weather, so we'll just see how that turns out for him and for you at state. Now, that's your next opportunity to compete at state event. What are your goals going into state, Katie?
I just want to be able to say I did it and just, like, not quit and during the middle of the race, like, start walking or something. I just want to be able to do the whole thing.
Yeah, that's awesome. It really reminds me of a quote. It's actually pretty cool. It's not that I had the courage to finish, it's that I had the courage to start. And I think, you know, hearing you speak about your first year in cross country, I give you all the credit you deserve. Obviously, trying something new and something that's out of your element. I know volleyball is your big sport and you're very much looking forward to that. So I give you all the credit for coming out for cross country and obviously doing well enough to place at regionals to make the, you know, punch your ticket to state. Job well done, young lady.
Thank you.
All right. To my right, actually to my left, I have another Dillingham student athlete, sophomore Cole Dahl. Those of you that are familiar with the Dillingham cross country team has probably seen Cole at least at the Dillingham Invitational. He came in second.
Third.
Was it third?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who came in first?
Ross Enlo.
No, that's at regionals. But in Dillingham, the young man from Bristol Bay, he actually came in first and you came in second, right?
Yeah.
But tell the folks how it turned out this past Saturday. Were you ahead of that young man by chance?
Yeah, he was in sixth.
He was in sixth and you came in?
Third.
Third. And that takes nothing away from that young man from Bristol Bay. Good competitor. He just peaked at a different time than this athlete here, Cole, coming in third. It was a really good event. Cole, what were some of the challenges for you personally at the race there this past Saturday out in Unalaska?
Nothing. I was nervous before we started, and then I got used to it while we were running.
Yeah. Yeah. But anything you think you may have been able to improve upon as far as your performance if you had it to do over again?
Nothing.
Nothing. That's athlete confidence, ladies and gentlemen. I like that. Do you think, as far as your preparation for state, are you where you want to be, or, you know, going into state next weekend at Bartlett? I know it's a hilly course. How do you think your conditioning level is going to stack up against the course you're going to face at Bartlett?
Not sure.
You're not sure? No. You think you'll do well?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think your prediction might be as far as looking ahead at next week? What performance? What time do you want to try to come in at there in Bartlett?
I want to get like maybe in the 18 minutes.
Yeah, 18. I think that would be good. Let's just take a look at the numbers as far as where you came in this weekend. You're at 18:25, and you think you want to try to improve upon that, obviously going into state?
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit less than 18:25. All right, good. It's good to have goals. A lot of folks will tell you that you need to have something down that's actually that you can look at and as a goal in mind, something to strive for, something to work for on a daily basis. And speaking of that work that needs to be done, I better let the you two go on off to practice to get prepared for state. I want to, first off, though, I really do want to wish you both my very best. Katie, my best to you. And Cole, my best to you as well. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate your time and, sharing with the good people in Dillingham and the Bristol Bay region, as far as your goals and your preparation for state. And best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll take a break now, folks. We'll be back in just a minute. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you could see the smiles over the airwaves from your living room, but it was a fun opportunity to sit here and talk with those two student-athletes, and they've done well. I'm very proud of them. Our school is proud of them, and I hope our general public, including obviously their families, are very proud of their performances. Students first and athletes second, and best of luck to them at state. I actually had the opportunity to do some interviews while out there at Unalaska, and I spoke to some folks from the Lake and Penn School District and the Bristol Bay School District, some young ladies that they were just a joy to speak to. And I wish I could share with you their enthusiasm adequately over the airwaves, because I don't think I can, but I'll let you hear a little bit of that. And it was fun to speak to them, and their families, their schools, and their communities are rightfully proud of their performances as well. So no further ado, here we go.
I'm here with the ladies from Bristol Bay and Lake and Penn School District. We just finished up the girls' qualifying event for state, and I'd like to introduce you to these young ladies. They did a great job today. It was a great event here in Unalaska, and I'll turn this over to them. Miss, what's your name?
Anna Hansen from Bristol Bay.
What grade are you, Anna?
I'm a junior.
Okay, junior. What place did you get today?
I got third.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the hardest part of the race for you?
It was probably all the hills. There was like four pretty big ones, and
yeah,
it was kind of tough going up them.
Was this your best finish so far this year as far as your time?
Yeah, actually I got a 21, but this race I got 23, but I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I would be too. It was a challenging course. Congratulations,
yeah,
Anna.
Thank you.
And Miss, what is your name?
Lizzie Fowler.
Lizzie, what school do you attend?
Tenalian,
okay.
Tenalian Links.
And you're what grade?
Freshman,
okay. May I ask, how did you finish today?
It was hard, definitely, yeah, but it was worth it.
I saw you at the end. You had a heck of a kick right at the end, and congratulations to you. It was
Thank
a great
you.
Effort, you know. There was I just saw that fire in your eye. You really wanted it to get to that finish line as fast as you could. So well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. What
did you place today?
Sixth
place. So you both qualify for state. I think the top 10 qualify for state, right?
Yeah.
So congratulations. We'll see you out there at Bartlett on October the 3rd. Miss, what is your name?
Sherella Nealon.
Sherella, what school do you attend?
New Haven School.
New Haven. Okay, when what grade are you?
I'm a senior this year.
Senior. Well, nice to finish strong, young lady. Well done.
Thanks.
And then what was your place today?
Eighth
place. So you're going on to state.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the hardest part of the course for you?
I'd have to say the end sprinting. I'll use all my energy.
Well,
it was crazy.
You know, it's nice to get to the end and know that you didn't have anything. You didn't hold back at all. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best at state October 3rd at Bartlett.
Thanks.
Miss, what is your name?
Sharon Hansen.
Sharon, what school do you attend?
Bristol Bay.
And your grade?
Freshman.
Okay, so is this your first go-round with cross country? Did you run last year?
I ran in middle school too, all through 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Oh. And this is my first time traveling.
What did you think of the course today?
It was pretty tough, all the hills and just running down the dirt roads and going up the hills.
Well done. What place did you have?
Third.
Third place. My goodness. Well done. Is this your best time of the year, may I ask?
No, it's not. In Dillingham, I had a 21:11, and I think I had around a 24, but I still tried my hardest.
You think this course was tougher than Dillingham?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that explains a lot then. Well, congratulations to you, and best of luck to you at state. Well done.
Okay, thank
you. All right. See ya.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As you heard, that was some of the live interviews out there at Unalaska. I want to say briefly just a shout out to the Unalaska School District and their community. Putting on a regional event is not an easy thing to do, and they're very gracious hosts to us. You know, not only the administration, Jim Wilson, the principal, and athletic director out there at Unalaska that I was able to work with and learn from, but also the many good people out there in the Unalaska region and their town and community. They were very gracious. Many hands make light work, and the old adage run true there. And I was just thankful to be a part of it, as I know our student athletes were, as well as our coach. So again, thank you, Jim. Thank you, Unalaska. They've got a great runner out there in Ross Enloe, the young man who actually led the pack at 17:10:09. He came in first. He's a front runner in the top three going into state. And having had a chance to speak to his father, Tom, it just was really refreshing to me. He spoke of the importance his son puts into academics. In fact, he's basing his future plans after high school on academics and running is secondary to his education. And I just was really impressed by speaking to him and hearing that firsthand from his father. And this is an exceptional athlete who could very well put athletics first or actually be tempted to do so, but in his mind, the education that he'll receive in the years to come is far surpasses what he'll be able to do on the cross-country course athletically. So moving on, there's some things I'd really like to talk about as far as Dillingham and what we are getting ready to do here tonight. In fact, we have a parent meeting, mandatory parent meeting at 5:30 here at the high school for our volleyball players who are want to come and meet their coaches. I'll be there as the athletic director to answer any questions that parents may have. I know there's an informational video that's required by ASA regulations that you all will be watching. There's a parent packet that includes eligibility checks, as far as our district policy, as far as our grading policy, and what student athletes have to maintain as student athletes in order to participate fully and travel with our teams. I look forward to meeting those good people out here in Dillingham tonight. Also would like to mention a little thing that I've had the good fortune and the support of our principal, Mr. Schwann, on, and that is instituting a study table, mandatory study table, for all junior high and high school athletics here in Dillingham this year. A lot of times we travel on the weekend, so to come back and to be able to work with the staff here at the school. Sorry about that, folks. We're going to actually have them help, and they'll be available to help the young student athletes, you know, with anything that they're struggling with. And they, you know, we have great teachers here, and I want to give a shout out to them and say thank you to them for their efforts. But a lot of our students will travel on the weekend, so it makes sense to have a mandatory study table Monday, and then that's across the board, junior high athletics as well as high school. I really want to thank our coaches, Coach Schlegel at the high school, Coach Bergen, Coach Hendrickson, Coach Starr at the middle school. Those are our volleyball coaches. And I was going to introduce a young man. He's actually at a study table right now with the middle school wrestling program. Our middle school head coach, Cade Schlegel, a Dillingham High School alumni. We're very thankful to have him, as well as associate head coach, Dylan Wassily. Another Dillingham graduate that have stepped up. They're very much looking forward to being a part of the program, influencing these young people and leading by example. I want to say thank you to them and their interest in our programs and what they bring to our athletic programs. And it takes a lot of hands to really do it well. And I want to say thank you to all of our coaches thus far, including Willie Savo, our head wrestling coach here in Dillingham. Very experienced coach, another product of Dillingham, and he's really taking the charge, and he's encouraging his understudies, if you will, the middle school coaches, to embrace that and to make sure that athletics come first. Actually, academics come first, and then obviously athletics after that. So in any case, moving on, I want to mention the volleyball team will be having their alumni match the 10th of October. That's a Saturday, working with Coach Schlegel on that. She's looking forward to the alumni match. I gather that's an annual event. This is my first year here, so I'm not too familiar with it. But I do know that she's looking forward to it. Just to give you a heads up as far as what our numbers are looking like at the high school level, we have 27 young ladies, grades 9 through 12, who've come out for volleyball. And we're lucky to have them, and I think they're going to go on to do good things. I've been in contact with some schools. Obviously, we're looking at the... It's some of the things that they're on their radar as far as upcoming events. They've got the Lumen Christi Classic, which will be a big event attended by many schools in the Anchorage area, as well as from around the state that are coming to that. We have the Invitational, the October 16th and 17th. That'll be upcoming in New Stuyahawk. I know at Makia out there, their activities director is a good... nice guy. I've worked with him in the past. He's looking forward to hosting that event, as well as their administration, Robin Jones out there, their principal. So we're looking forward to attending that event. Upcoming wrestling, we're actually going to start in earnest. We're going to have a parent meeting Tuesday, 5:30, middle school and high school. We wanted to combine those middle school and high school parent meetings because, you know, commonly there's going to be parents who have both middle school students as well as high school students, and we wanted to make sure that we can accommodate their schedule. Starting at 5:30, a mandatory meeting. We'll get all the paperwork out of the way. Everybody's covered. We need a physical. We need to have the AWSAW paperwork that's required at the state level before they can participate. We take care of the basics, and then after that, it's game on, as they say. So we're looking forward to that upcoming here. And just want to say briefly here, I'll be going to the regional board meetings with all of the schools in Region 1, and we'll be hammering out future schedules, discussing topics that apply to all of us in the Bristol Bay region. I know Ed Lester from Lake and Penn School District is going to be there. Paula Singley from Bristol Bay, myself, you know, and other ADs from our region. I'm really looking forward to working closely with those folks. It's all about relationships in this business, folks, and it's what we collectively do for student athletes in our region, in our schools, and in our hallways. So thank you in advance. I look forward to seeing those good people in Anchorage. And on that note, I think I'm going to send it out with another fight song. Thank you all for listening. This has been your Bristol Bay Sports Roundup. I'm your host, Dan Schrock. And again, we'll see you next week.